Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
I'm Clarissa Monter for the workday afternoon. Today, Gillian Coe from SG Carmart and I review the Citroën Grand C Space Tourer. Now, this is a car for families. The Grand C4 Space Tourer 7-seater MPV is a lot of things. We're going to be looking at the design, the spaciousness, the tech features, and the power. And really, the question always is at the end of the day, when they say 7-seater MPV, do they mean 7-seater MPV? Questions we'll answer for you if you stay with us for Chasing Cars right now on Money FM 89.3.
Chasing Cars is brought to you by Citroën, your favorite French automobiles inspired by you since 1919. Discover more at citroencars.sg.
Chasing Cars with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero from the Workday Afternoon, and he on the phone is Gillian Coe from SG Carmart.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. You know, do you still look the same? Because I haven't seen you all year and I actually have no idea what you look like anymore.
I've grown fatter.
Okay.
So I was told at least.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that one. There are two things that we cannot talk about the first time we see each other after all of this social distancing and split teams is concerned. We cannot talk about any kind of weight gain either of us have made. And we cannot talk about our circuit breaker hair. Right? Those are two things we cannot talk about. But what we can talk about is we can talk about the Citroën Grand C4 Space Tourer 7-seater MPV. Now, this is what Citroën says about it. Discover family fun with Singapore's parent's choice. And we are reviewing the design, spaciousness, tech features and power. And we qualify because we're Singaporeans and we're parents.
I'm not used to that.
Which part, the Singaporean or the parents?
The parent part. I'm still not used. I'm still getting used to it. It's been 2 years and I'm still getting used to it.
Well, let me tell you something. It will really drive itself home when your child is taller than you.
You had to bring it up. You had to bring it up.
When my sons overtook me in height was when I truly knew for a fact, and then they were rude about it, mind you. I knew for a fact. I was a parent and I had Bretts.
I don't want to think about that.
But as Singaporeans and as parents, we fall into this very special category because I don't know about your friends, but all my friends, every time they have a child, they think they need to have a bigger car. So if you have two or three children, suddenly the car is the size of a small house on wheels. And the MPV, any MPV, is something that Singaporeans seem to really like, which is why we're talking about it today. I have a confession. When my kids were both still in child seats, I had an MPV.
You are a loser.
No, I am a Singaporean parent.
No, but yes, I have to admit that when you have a kid, your mindset changes a little bit, and then you kind of feel like, you know what, I can't drive this car anymore. I need an MPV. I need bigger space. I need space. I need to fit seven. I need to fit the stroller, the bags, the bang-bangs, and all that kinds of stuff.
The mate, definitely. The grandparents, yes. The spouse. Yes, all of that. You can throw, but you know what? The first thing about this car that we should talk about is the spaciousness. You can throw all of those people and all of that barang into the Grand C4 Space Tourer 7-seater MPV and still have room left over for shopping.
But you know what? Speaking of space, I'm really impressed with the fact that six and seven aren't just left for kids. Adults can actually fit in there nicely.
Especially if you're adults like your size and mine.
I knew you were going to go there.
I said me too. I didn't just say you. Now, if you are, you know, one of those NBA basketball 6'9 type of people, maybe it'd be a bit of a squeeze back there. But since that is not the average Singaporean adult, there's no problems.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. It just feels very comfortable. I feel weird. I say weird because it's not the sort of car that I'll be comfortable in. But yet, when you are in it, you just feel like, okay, well, this is very highly acceptable. Of course, from a parent point of view, I mean, my kids. I mean, she can just sit in there, and it will probably shut her up. Because it's so comfortable and it's not squeezy, you know, not nothing. She's not going to feel claustrophobic. So, yeah.
It is. She's not going to feel claustrophobic. And she will have her own drop-down table to have a meal in so she can really mess the car up.
No, she's never going to do that. I'm never going to allow that to happen.
You say that now. You will lose this battle just like I did. I'm just saying. Okay, but honestly, I mean, you want to talk about MPV is one of the things that you do buy it for is the spaciousness. It is huge. It's got a huge boot. It's got, okay, this is something I really liked. Now, I have had to, on occasion, not be in the driver's seat. I have had to, on occasion, be in the back seat of a car or an SUV or an MPV. And nothing annoys me more than sitting in the middle seat. And the reason for that is because nobody actually, no matter what car brand it is, when they design the back seat, they do not think about the comfort of the poor person that is sitting in the middle of the back seat.
Yes, this I have to agree.
That is not the case with this car because it is three individual seats.
It's actually quite interesting.
So it is great.
No, it suddenly came to mind. Right. I remember another car, which I can't remember for the life of me, that there were actually three proper seats at the back.
No, never mind about the other car. This one.
Yes,
the Citroën Grand C4 Space Tourer 7-seater MPV. Every single one of the seats feels like your individual seat. The second row of the car really is individual seats. And you always complain about air cons in cars. Everybody in the second row has got pretty much access to their own aircon vent. Okay, see, now that's two boxes ticked for the Singaporean parents. This is very important to me.
Well, it is important because after I settle my daughter into the car seat and all that kinds of stuff, I'm already sweating buckets. And it's Singapore. It's, you know, it's always hot and it's always humid, and I don't really want to sweat in my shirt and my jeans and my pants, you know, that kind of stuff. So this all these thoughts of like air conditioning, all the functionings, all the functions and all this, it's very important. Well, at least to me. But well, like you said, I always complain about the aircon.
It is very important, to be honest. And I think that one of the things that you can say about the design of the C4 is it's all these little touches that make it very nice as a family car. Now, you guys will look under the hood. You guys will talk about handling and performance and all that. But mummy parents, mummy Singaporean parents like me, are going to be looking at the practical. How much space do I have to tuck stuff away that I will inevitably need when the kids are in the car? You know, like the odd toy or tissue or wet wipes or you know what I mean. And there's a lot of those cubbies and stuff like that in the car as well. It's very well planned. It is very well designed to make everybody comfortable. And it really, truly is a family car. In the back seat behind the driver, you know where you pull up the carpet? There is a recess area to put stuff in, whether it's shoes, extra pairs of shoes or toys for the kids or whatever. So it's all these little design components, I think it's absolutely fantastic. It ticked all my mummy boxes.
Actually, if I'm not wrong, I think this Grand C4 Space Tourer probably comes with one of the biggest boots around.
Yes.
In its class, at least.
I mean, yeah, exactly. That's why I said you could throw all the family and all the barangs and still have room left over for shopping.
You can throw me inside. You can throw a couple of me inside.
You keep thinking that I want to put you in my boot. I don't know why. There's something very, very wrong with you. We'll come back with tech features and power of the Citroën C4. Stay with us on Money FM 89.3.
In the spacious Citroën Grand C4 Space Tourer MPV, every seat is a favorite seat, even the middle. Experience superior suspension and award-winning turbocharged engine with a digital consultation at citroencars.sg.
This is Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero on the phone with Julian Koh from SG Car Mart. I feel like I'm a salesperson trying to convince you about an SUV or an MPV because you're one of those men who can't give up their childhoods. Even though you are a Singaporean parent and really should be looking at a car like this.
I've got nothing. I hope my wife isn't listening in.
I think you should bring your wife to see this car. Because I think
she'll be very happy.
She would give the keys over to your current car like that.
Yep, I know. Tell me about it. Okay, but that's it. That's it. In all honesty, like I said before, right? I mean, it feels like this car just isn't for me. But in all honesty, there are times when I wish that my car was bigger, more comfortable, definitely. I wish that my car could actually fit in more stuff, more barang barang, that don't have to squeeze and make space or fold the seats down, sort of. There are times I feel like this. But of course, there are also times when I walk to my car and I realize, oh, I really love my car and I'm not going to change it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You keep saying this, but the reality of the situation is, and here is the reality of the situation is, you chose to get married. You chose to become a parent, so it's time you accept the fact that along with the first two comes the family size car.
I am driving a family car.
No, you are not. You are not driving a family car. You are driving a car for a single guy, which you bought when you were a single guy.
Well,
you have nothing, so let's talk about the Citroen C4 Space Tourer's comfort. Honestly, I hate to admit this because, you know, you always give me grief about it. But everywhere I drove in this car, I drove no faster than 70.
You are a loser.
Whatever. You know why? Because she's so comfortable. You know, you sit back in the chair, you turn up the radio, you drive slow, you relax. Do you know how stressful it is to drive in traffic? Well, I was not stressed at all because I was so comfortable. And the car is very comfortable, despite the fact that it's actually quite a big car. It doesn't feel like it.
Well, I think you kind of feel... I can't say for sure. Like, I can't remember because I don't remember going at crazy speeds, obviously. But I have to admit that, yes, I wasn't going at 70, more like 80-ish, 90, you know, not crazy speeds as usual. But this really made me feel like I could just...
cruise.
Take it a notch down and just relax and drive along and just cruise along, so to speak. That's it. I mean, it's not like as if it's severely underpowered.
No, it's not.
Yes. So, if memory serves correctly, right, 129 brake horsepower, yes, it might not be a lot for a car this size, but get this, right, with sufficient torque... Like, I'm talking about sufficient, like, 230-ish newton meters of torque.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in all honesty, overtaking is not a problem.
Not unless you're overtaking, you know, a Super Leggera something or another.
Yeah, I mean...
but nobody overtakes one of those.
Yeah, right? Like, on the highway, I mean, it's easy. I could overtake that, you know, slower-moving bike in front of me. Like, it's not exactly a problem. I don't have to struggle just to do an overtake. And so a lot of people always think that, oh, you know, 130 is not enough, blah, blah, blah. But they kind of forget to look at the torque figures as well.
Yes.
Yep,
they do. They do forget to look at the torque. And now this power that you're talking about comes from a PureTech turbocharged engine. So that's actually... And the good news for that is because Singaporean parents, which this car is designed for, are very, very practical people. It makes your road tax cheaper. It makes your petrol consumption cheaper. They say it's 19.6 kilometer per liter fuel economy. And I'm not going to tell you whether I got 19.6 because I never checked these things.
Women.
Yeah, why would we check that? What kind of mileage you got? I got 6 days before I had to gas up the car again. It's probably my answer. That's my mileage, 6 days.
Well, I've got nothing.
Don't hurt yourself, honey. Okay, so... I actually should say for a fact that Even though you know how I feel about cars like this, MPVs, SUVs, my kids are grown. They are very seldom, if ever, in the car with me unless they're playing golf with me. But, you know, I kind of enjoyed driving this for a while because it took me back to the time when they were little and they were in car seats. And then I found myself starting to look at all the same things that I would be looking at if when I was in the market to buy the MPV that I eventually did buy with my husband. And I actually honestly would have looked at this one very seriously because it ticked all my boxes for when I was looking for MPVs.
The thing that really ticked the box, I mean, apart from comfort and space, which you would expect from a 7-seater MPV, is that I actually felt that the design was relatively eye-catching, right? And it kind of helps it stand out from the crowd, the usual boring MPV crowd.
It's quite pretty, you know, for something that big. She's quite big, but, you know, she's not so big that she's hard to parallel park. Very important.
Yeah.
And she's not that big that, you know, she's hard to drive. She's not. She drives like any other car would drive. It's just she's so spacious on the inside. So all that said, Citroen is taking reliability even further from the 9th to the 11th of October by giving you double your service credits and interest rebates, and prices are starting from as low as, check this out, Julian, $113,999.
I hope my wife is not listening.
$113,999. So if you're interested in the Grand C4 Space Tourer, book a test drive or request a fuss-free, no-strings-attached e-consultation today. Or take advantage of the Citroen 10.10 online sale and unlock your promo code at citroencars.sg. If your wife is not listening, it's okay, I can message her. And on that note, before you kill me, I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Koh from SG Karma. This is Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3.
Chasing Cars is brought to you by Citroen, your favorite French automobiles inspired by you since 1919. Discover more at citroencars.sg.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.